4. Lafayette Baker. Lafayette Baker arrived in Washington to witness a city in panic after the first reliable reports arrived April 14th that Fort Sumter had fallen. Fears of a fifth column uprising, so widespread before the inauguration, now became white hot. Cabinet members believed treason lurked in every corner of the city. A congressional investigation identified 200 federal employees who were Southern sympathizers, ideally suited for espionage. During the months before the war started, Southern Army and Navy officers were allowed to pass freely through federal lines to join the Confederacy, taking secrets with them. A remarkable number of pro-secession officers hung around Washington in the confusion of 1861. General Scott remained surrounded mainly by Southern officers, whom Lincoln did not trust. With the war begun, Scott knew he had to set up some kind of intelligence collection service, and that he had to keep it secret from the officers closest to him. It may explain why the general was willing to meet with a poorly educated and aimless drifter who had been roaming the country for nearly 2 decades, and who now had a vague notion of serving the Union cause as a spy. Lafayette Curry Baker had taken a train from New York to Philadelphia, and then had climbed onto a slate-gray mare to ride through the Maryland countryside and into Washington when news of Sumter's fall reached the city. In New York, talk of war had been the all-absorbing topic, he wrote his sister, with federal troops hurrying to board trains for Washington and crowds chanting, "Death to traitors." Baker said he felt the same patriotic indignation over the rebellion, even more so on the day Sumter surrendered. "That day sealed the doom of American slavery and Southern traitors," he wrote his sister. Baker had relocated to New York from California and had managed to get himself elected as a first lieutenant for a company of 100 California expats in the city, who had decided to form a volunteer militia. He freely admitted that the only thing he knew about the military came from what he had picked up as a practically lawless vigilante in California. His vigilante days were also about the only work experience that qualified him for some type of espionage job in Washington.